Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Cozy Cat Society by Charlie Lindhurst is an uplifting, small-town style novel that uses the comforting presence of cats to explore friendship, grief, and the courage it takes to start again. Built around the idea of a welcoming community space where people gather, share stories, and find unexpected support, the book blends gentle humor with moments that land emotionally. The title signals what readers can expect: warmth, a sense of belonging, and feline charm, but the story aims for more than pure comfort. It highlights how people can show up for one another in imperfect, human ways, and how bonds form when you least expect them. With an emphasis on connection, everyday kindness, and the healing power of routine, Lindhurst delivers a narrative designed to make readers smile, tear up, and feel a little more hopeful by the final pages. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a community built on cats and compassion. At the heart of the novel is the idea of a cozy society, a place, a group, and a shared purpose that draws people in. The cats are not just decoration or a gimmick, but a social catalyst. They create an atmosphere where strangers soften, conversations begin naturally, and barriers drop. Lindhurst uses this setup to show how community can form through small, repeatable interactions rather than grand gestures. People come for the cats, but they stay because they feel seen and safe. The society becomes a hub where worries are voiced, losses are acknowledged, and victories are celebrated without judgment. This topic also highlights how caring for animals can reflect and strengthen caring for each other. Responsibility, patience, and gentleness transfer from feline companionship to human relationships. The result is a portrait of belonging that feels earned, showing that healing often starts when someone offers a seat, a cup of tea, and a moment of calm. Secondly, friendship as a lifeline during change and loss. The book frames friendship as something practical and sustaining, not merely sentimental. Characters are shown leaning on one another through personal transitions, with the society functioning as a steady anchor when life becomes uncertain. Lindhurst emphasizes the everyday mechanics of supportive relationships, checking in, remembering details, offering help without making it transactional, and allowing someone to be upset without rushing them into positivity. This topic also explores how friendships evolve. Some bonds deepen through shared responsibility and honest conversation, while others are tested by misunderstandings, pride, or fear of vulnerability. The emotional impact comes from recognizing that friendship is often messy but still worth choosing. The story suggests that grief and change do not disappear, but they become more bearable when carried collectively. By focusing on connection rather than perfection, the novel makes a case for community-minded friendship as a form of resilience that can hold people up when they cannot hold themselves. Thirdly, humor and tenderness in everyday life. A key reason the novel aims to make readers laugh and cry is its balancing act between lightness and emotional depth. Lindhurst leans into the gentle comedy of daily life, awkward encounters, misunderstandings, and the unpredictable behavior of cats that can disrupt even the most carefully planned moment. This humor is not used to dismiss serious feelings, but to show how laughter can coexist with sadness. The tender moments arrive through small observations, the relief of being welcomed, the comfort of routine, and the quiet intimacy of sharing space with someone who understands. This topic underscores the tone that many cozy reads aim for, where stakes feel personal rather than sensational, and emotional honesty is valued over shock. The presence of cats naturally supports this blend, since they can be both soothing and chaotic. The effect is a narrative rhythm that allows readers to feel safe while still being moved. Fourthly, finding purpose through care, responsibility, and routine. The society setting gives the characters an opportunity to step outside their individual concerns and focus on something that needs them. Caring for cats and maintaining a communal space introduces structure, and structure becomes a pathway back to stability. Lindhurst uses responsibility as a gentle form of self-recovery. When someone shows up to help, they are not only contributing to the group, they are also rebuilding confidence and identity. This topic highlights the idea that purpose often returns through small commitments rather than dramatic reinvention. Feeding schedules, cleaning, organizing events, and simply being present create momentum. The book suggests that routine is not boring, but restorative, especially for people who feel unmoored. It also shows how acts of service can create mutual respect, turning acquaintances into friends. In this way, purpose is portrayed as something that grows in community, supported by shared tasks and the quiet satisfaction of doing good. Lastly, Second Chances and the Courage to be Seen, an uplifting friendship-centered novel, typically hinges on the moment a character risks openness, and this book draws power from that emotional bravery. Lindhurst explores second chances not as a single turning point, but as repeated choices, to return after a bad day, to apologize, to tell the truth, to ask for help, and to accept it. the society becomes a low-pressure environment where people can practice being themselves, including the parts that feel bruised by past experiences. This topic also covers how trust is rebuilt. It develops through consistency and empathy, not instant declarations. The cats quietly reinforce the lesson, since they respond to calm presence and patient care. By framing vulnerability as strength, the novel encourages readers to consider how connection is created, by letting others witness your real life, not your polished version. The message is hopeful without being naive, suggesting that renewal is possible when people choose kindness and honesty. In conclusion, this book suits readers who enjoy heartwarming contemporary fiction, cozy community stories, and cat-themed narratives that offer both humor and genuine emotion. It is especially appealing for anyone seeking a restorative read after a stressful period, as well as for readers who like character-driven plots where relationships matter more than spectacle. The potential benefit to a reader's life lies in its reminder that support is often closer than it seems. The story emphasizes practical kindness, the healing effect of routine, and the importance of showing up for others, ideas that can translate into real habits like reaching out, joining local groups, or simply creating more space for connection. Compared to similar uplifting novels, the society concept provides a clear, comforting center that keeps the narrative grounded, while the cat element adds warmth without overwhelming the human themes. If you want a book that can make you smile, feel deeply, and leave you with a renewed belief in friendship and second chances, this one is worth buying. If you would like to support Charlie Lindhurst, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.